Wexford, no doubt about it, started the better. That first 10 or 15 minute period, they looked really dangerous on the counter. Obviously, they were sitting kind of in the mid block. They counter attack us, which we didn't probably expect. And yeah, three or four passes, and they were getting in, and they were getting in too easy for my liking. And the ball was coming into the box too easy, and we just didn't deal with it. And we spoke about it all week. Doyle's a massive threat. He played with UCD up front last year. And he always seems to cause us bother when he plays against us. Just big and physical, and he's really good at attacking balls in the box, and he done it the night of the game. I thought we reacted really, really well after that. After Corey put a ball in the net, I don't think he had anything to do other than maybe a couple of corners. He had to be on his toes, but after that,
yeah.
I thought it was all us, and especially the second half. We've hit the crossbar, their keepers pulled off a brilliant save and met the post. A couple of ones went across the line, you're waiting on somebody to come in the back post. So it's probably a bit like last week. You could have won it very easily, but you could have lost it there in the last minute or so, and that's the risk you take when we throw up two forwards to try and go for the game. Because we talked about it in pre-season, we just drew too many games last year, and we made a decision as a staff and as the players that even if it's one each and even if we're against the odds, we're just going to go for games.
Yeah.
And we tried to do that tonight when we were nearly caught us out, but in the end up a point, we'll take the point and go, because they're a good side, and they'll definitely be thereabouts at the top end of the league next year or this year.
There was a couple of occasions in that second half, just as you say that, I noticed when Harps were defending, you still had three or four men up at the other end, so once you got possession back, then you were on the front foot straight away.
Yeah, we were, and we definitely created chances. And again, huge positive the way we defended, and the way we defended 1v1 situation, especially in fullback areas this week compared to last week, was really, really good. Josh and Alex, I thought they controlled that area of the pitch, and that's usually where Wexford are very strong down the wings. And I thought the two of them came out on top there, and the centre defence done really well as well. But anytime it went forward, the ball stuck with Shawnee, and we seemed to create chances, and then suited Gavin going more central. He was getting on the ball more, so yeah, we definitely looked dangerous, and definitely, on another night we could have got two or three in the second half. But as I says, well, sometimes we'll go for games, and I'm going to be standing here, and we've got caught by a sucker punch and maybe losing the game, so be it. But tonight we just take our point and move on.
And the goal, when it came, fully deserved. So that's three of your new signings, Kevin, on the mark now this season. They've certainly made an impact.
Yeah, they have. If I'm being hypercritical, Daniels has scored two. The second chance he had was an unbelievable header from about 6 yards out, and it's not like him because he's really, really good in the air. And it was part of the reason he went in tonight, because of set plays and the way he attacks balls. Because Joel's been brilliant, so Joel's just stepped out for Daniel. So that's a huge positive for us, that we can flip players on and out and they can go and perform. And Big Nathan probably usually he goes and takes people on in those situations, but he decided to shoot early, and again we fancied him there, but there's more to come from him as well. He came in kind of late to the whole thing, and he was out for 3 months, so he's only catching up in fitness. But I think when the pitches get firmer and the pitches get a wee bit better to probably play on, Nathan will have a bigger say as well.
Okay, but anyway, overall happy with the start, Kevin. That's 4 games played. The signs are good.
Yeah, we're happy how players are settling in, how we're competing, and how we talked about it inside. Like you could end up winning that game and maybe not deserving to get anything out of it at all, and that paper's over cracks. But we're going a goal down last week, going a goal down this week, and we're reacting really, really well. So now if we can get them to maybe start games just that wee bit quicker, but you could see it. I'm not going to lie to you, I could feel it in training all week. That even tripped last week, the COVID. It's not like jet lag. It takes 2 or 3 days. Training on Monday was very, very lethargic and lacked energy, and the people just catching up in their sleep. And you could see it probably in that first half an hour of the game. But hopefully next week we can recover and start the game much, much better, because we know Treaty's going to offer something the exact same as Wexford has. It's going to be another tough game.